business.
Bartleby. Let them eat Christmas cake. Don't make seasonal festivities too formal.
Everyone feels like winding down in December. Even if you do not celebrate Christmas, the new year is approaching and most people take a few days' break. In many workplaces, this feeling of mission accomplished is accompanied by an established tradition, the office party. In boom times, these can be truly lavish affairs. Robbie Williams sang at Deutsche Bank's Global Equities Party in 2001. A Bloomberg event in 2000, based on the seven deadly sins, was said to have cost £1 million, then $1.5 million. At the Google Olympus in 2006, the internet group had tents named after different Greek gods, while staff amused themselves at the wine cork shooting gallery. Few companies today desire the publicity that tends to follow such events. The natural question is, if you are spending that amount on a party, how much are you charging clients? Companies are rightly more sensitive than they were about the risks involved when workers lose their inhibitions after consuming too much alcohol. A survey of American companies by the suitably named Challenger Gray and Christmas, an outplacement firm, found that 59% had discussed or planned to discuss the dangers of inappropriate celebrating with staff. To avoid these dangers, the chief operating officer of BDO, an accountancy firm, has suggested that two chaperones attend seasonal celebrations along with first aiders. Other accounting firms have suggested holding daytime events rather than after-hours drinks parties. There is a lot to be said for daytime celebrations. First, it makes attendance easier for anyone caring for small children or elderly relatives and who thus find it difficult to stay out late. Second, people are likely to be a bit more restrained in their alcohol consumption at lunchtime than in the evenings. And third, celebrating during working hours feels like a genuine break from duties. Attending after work seems more like an obligation. Most workers don't expect their seasonal event to turn into a bacchanal. They are just hoping to avoid tedium. A survey of British office workers in 2014 found that only a quarter look forward to their Christmas event, and 71% would rather have a small cash bonus than a knees-up.